correspondent Meg Kennard reports South Carolina voters have given another huge win to former President Donald Trump.
That means that Trump has been victorious in all of the GOP nominating contests that have happened thus far. In South Carolina, a Republican candidate's victory often signals the likelihood that he or she will have success in the states that vote on Super Tuesday. Those contests happen on March 5th. And if Donald Trump performs well there, that could put him even closer to securing the delegates needed to become the Republican nominee for 2024.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
This week, we'll see a number of key reports on the economy.
The government's February employment report is due for release Thursday. The median forecast is for 206,000 jobs created compared to 201,000 in January. An update on the housing market starts the week with Monday's report on new home sales in January. Tuesday brings the Case-Shiller 20-City Home Price Index. Also this week, updates on inflation, consumer confidence, and consumer spending. And during the course of the week, no fewer than 9 high-ranking Federal Reserve officials will speak. Rich Thomason reporting.
As the World Trade Organization opens its latest biannual meeting of government ministers Monday, its longtime moratorium on duties on e-commerce products coming under fire, providers of digital media have had a free pass when it comes to international taxes on films and music, but they say now that may be coming to an end. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. There will now be more scrutiny on executives' personal use of business aircraft who write it off as a tax expense.
IRS leadership says the agency will start up dozens of audits on businesses' private jets and how they're used personally by executives and written off as a tax deduction as part of the agency's ongoing mission of going after high-wealth tax cheats who game the tax system at the expense of American taxpayers. The audits will focus on aircraft used by large corporations and high-income taxpayers and whether the tax purpose of the jet use is being properly allocated. John Scott reporting.
President Biden and Utah GOP Governor Spencer Cox calling for less bitterness and more bipartisanship in American politics. Both spoke at the White House last night as the president hosted a black tie dinner for the nation's governors. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's Around the House. Hey guys, we got a jam-packed show today that I can't wait to share with you. In hour number one, we are going to be talking to different manufacturers about new products. Now, these are not from your biggest companies out there. These are many small entrepreneurs and people that decided to make their own products. When they see something, they wanted to make it better, which to me is completely satisfying watching somebody remake something that we've worked with for 50 years. So we've got so many great interviews. And if you're listening on the radio, you can always find out more information about these guys over to roundthehouseonline.com, and we'll have their contact information there. Now, let's get back to the show.
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is a lot to know, but we've got you covered. This is Around the House.
You know, I always get excited when I see a new product that has come out that reinvents the wheel of something you've all just accepted. David Cheney, inventor of the Better Paint Roller, welcome to Around the House.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate you bringing me on board here. So look, we've got a product that's designed for average painters, which is probably makes up the majority of people who get stuck painting. It's not for commercial painters. It's not for those hardcore painters. It's just for that mom and dad who are converting that spare bedroom into a nursery, or maybe that newlywed couple that just purchased their first fixer-upper. But what makes our product unique, Eric, is the fact that it actually comes in a package that includes a main handle, an extension handle, two arms, and it also includes a half-inch nap roll cover. What's unique is, depending on the project, I have a lot of versatility in the way that I hold or I use the roller. If I'm doing touch-ups or maybe a small project, I can actually hold it like this with the main handle, basically in a parallel position with the cover, and just roll it up and down. I'm not flexing my wrist, trying to apply pressure to something that is just hard to work with. It comes with that extension handle, which can be screwed into the base of the main handle. It creates more of that traditional feel. So if my wife prefers to paint the old style, then she has an extension handle and can do so. That same hole fits any standard extension bolt. So if I want to reach those upper walls, the ceiling, I can do that. But what's unique about our roller is the fact that it attaches on both sides of the cover. Now, for most average painters, the number one thing that frustrates them more than anything else is when this roller right here flexes, it leaves a thin trail on this side. It'll leave a heavy trail and possibly even a line on this side. So you're constantly having to go back over it again. And also this cover sometimes will actually work its way off. With our roller design, the three-piece design attaches on both sides. So you're not going to get that cover sliding off. And I can apply equal pressure. I'm in control of the roller, particularly if I'm painting a deck or, again, that ceiling. I wouldn't imagine using this painting a ceiling with a regular wireframe roller. So we also have, we had somebody who reached out to us a while back. One of the things that he pointed out to us was he actually bought one of ours because of the fact that our handle tends to be fatter than a traditional wireframe roller handle. So he has arthritis, he has hand issues. He bought ours so that he could hold on to it and felt more comfortable in his hand. He reached out to me about a week and a half after he had purchased one. And he said, David, I just want to bring this to your attention. The way our roller stays intact is we actually have a square on the inside of the, on the side of the main handle, a square on the arm, and they interlock to prevent it from twisting as you're painting. What he did was he actually rotated the main handle 90 degrees, causing the handle to point straight down and the roller to go across. At first, I thought he was joking. I'm going, well, how would that work? But when you actually pick this up, Eric, and you start rolling this against the wall, you feel nothing on your hands, your wrist, anything. There's no pressure whatsoever. You're not having to fight it, press it up against the wall. So for people with hand issues, it's a great solution to them if they want to stay active and continue painting. But we also have...
That is wonderful. I mean, that's ergonomic 101 right there, right? I mean, you're not sitting there twisting your wrist. You're not doing weird stuff, especially if you're doing a big project.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, the whole thought process behind this was it was designed by do-it-yourselfers, by average painters, for average painters. Again, we're not by any means reaching out to those commercial painters. We're not reaching out to even those people who know the correct way to paint. Our consumer, our customers are the people who get stuck painting and they just want to get it done. And our product appeals. Even something that we kind of take for granted, Eric, cleanup. With a regular roller, I'm basically stuck having to take a paper towel or a bag, and I'm pulling this off of the cage. Inadvertently, I'm getting paint somewhere, particularly for me, everywhere. With our roller, basically, we unscrew one arm, we work it free, we tilt it sideways, and most covers fall off hands-free. I don't even have to pull it. Now, I say most covers because there's probably about 30% out there based on the manufacturer. Each manufacturer is different. There were about 30% that fit a little snug. Okay, you can still put it on our caps. It fits any standard 9-inch cover, but you're not going to be able to tilt it over and have it fall off. The other 60, 70%, you do what I did. It falls off hands-free. I take a little Brillo pad, soap and water, scrub it. It's ready to go. I don't have to worry about it getting rusty. I don't have to worry about it getting all bent up. It's ready for the next project. But what's neat is this handle right here is interchangeable. So I can take this main handle off and I can purchase a 4-inch kit or an 18-inch kit. The 4-inch kit is actually going to come with a roller cover and this piece right here. So I change out the main handle here and I keep the extension handle and the two arms. And now I go from a 9-inch to basically a 4-inch for those cabinets or any tight spaces that I have to get into. I can also paint without the handle on it if it has to get even smaller. Or if, like most do-it-yourselfers, average painters who don't like to paint, I wouldn't mind possibly having the opportunity to finish in half the time. So I can replace this main handle with our 18-inch handle, and I can get twice as much coverage. Again, using the same extension handle and the two arms, just replacing the main handle here. So it's a real versatile tool. It's something that people can, again, customize it to fit the individual needs of their project. We're hoping one day, we actually have in the works coming out hopefully later this year or beginning of next year, we actually have an edge arm that's going to be very thin, and it's going to run right along your casing, your baseboard, your crown, so that you can get it done in half the time. We also have a corner unit that is structured, and it's gonna work off of our 4-inch frame. It'll allow you to paint all four corners of the room literally in 2 minutes without even getting on a ladder. Now, you'll have to touch up the bottoms and the tops, but the cool thing is the material of our corner roller is going to match the same finish as the rest of the room. So what I do in the corner, it's not going to be those lines that slide down, the little V tool that slides down, or that foam disc that gets all saturated. This here is going to be made out of a material very similar to what we find on a regular cover. So your finish is going to be consistent around the whole room, and you're done in really quite 2 minutes, 2 minutes.
Nice. Well, I tell you what, the one thing I do love about this is, one, when I'm trying to take that roller cover off the wire frame and I have to go find my hammer to knock it out of there, right? Yeah. Because you get a little paint buildup on there. Now I'm doing major surgery to get the part.
Yep.
And two, if you're doing a bathroom or someplace that's always typically really hard to paint, you can get into a lot of tight spaces with all that.
Absolutely. And like I say, this one right here is actually shown with the handle on top, but I can literally take this off. I can rotate the nub here to the side and I can hold it like this in the cabinet. So I'm even getting tighter than it would be with a regular 3-4 inch roller. So like I said, when we created this, we really took our time, Eric. It is made, it's a plastic product that it's durable. We took our time. We spent 4 or 5 months trying to find the correct combination just so that we know it could withstand anything thrown at it by your average painters. And we feel like we're there. And everybody who uses it absolutely loves it. Well, like you and I were talking about earlier, when we see people, we went out to a couple of little flea markets around Christmas time just to more or less show people. We know people aren't typically in the market for a paint roller.
Don't go anywhere. Around the House, we'll be right back after these important messages. We have so many more new products heading your way. We'll be right back.
You know, you see a huge group of people and maybe they're in line to do something and they seem happy about it. You have to wonder, okay, what am I missing? What's going on here? What are these people excited about? Well, in this case, it's thousands of people and they're joining MediShare. Why? Well, MediShare is a much more affordable alternative to health insurance. It's reliable, too. It's a well-run community of Christians. They've been sharing each other's medical expenses for more than 30 years. And if you switch, you'll likely save hundreds of dollars a month. Most members wind up paying about half what they used to. And you know what? They find they like it better. MediShare's member satisfaction rate is 98%. That's way better than health insurance, as you might imagine. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. You get telehealth 24/7. Huge freedom in choosing your doctors. At least check into it. This may be one of those things where you're like, why didn't I do this a long time ago? Why not start saving now? Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Wayne Firebaugh, CPA and certified financial planner professional here with more tips for fireproofing your money. The Federal Reserve has a dual mandate: maintain stable prices and foster maximum employment. Consumers whose monthly income always seems to buy less might be surprised to learn that the Fed considers a 2% inflation rate to be stable. Why would the Fed make things more expensive? Wouldn't lower prices be better? Probably not. Economies where prices are declining are deflationary. In those countries, consumers stop purchasing as they wait for prices to decline even more. This cycle of reduced and delayed spending repeats throughout the economy. Eventually, companies stop producing products and lay off workers. So, while inflation hurts a little, deflation hurts a lot. This is Wayne Firebaugh suggesting you check out fireproofyourmoney.com for more thoughts on managing your money regardless of what the Fed does.
If you don't want to take responsibility for your own problems, you don't have to anymore. Now you can blame someone else with the blame game.
Okay, it says here I'm always depressed. Okay, I'll blame it on my mom and dad for making such strict rules.
Okay, my turn. It says I have a short temper with my wife and kids. It's my ancestry. All my relatives come from a country where everyone has a short temper. I'm off the hook.
And that's all there is to it. You just have to find someone else to blame and stay mad at them with the blame game.
Oh, no. I drew a responsibility card.
Oh, man.
It says I can't blame the problem on anyone else, which means I have to grow up.
Oh, too bad. But remember, as long as you can keep all the focus on the roots of your problems and blame someone else, God can't work true repentance in your heart. So come on, play the blame game.
It says I have a problem with never taking responsibility for my own faults. Wow, who am I going to blame that on?
This is Life Radio, KKXX, AM and FM.
Sometimes insurance can be a confusing business. I can't stress enough the importance of having a single professional insurance agent to help make sense of all your personal and business insurance policies. You don't want to get caught without the right coverage. For all your insurance needs, trust Brad Jacobson, your local Farmers Insurance agent. Call 891-7900 for a free consultation and a policy review. 891-7900 for Brad Jacobson, your local Farmers Insurance agent.
Just call Royal Land.
You can't count on the weather during this season. Whether it's downpouring rain or a rare sunny day, you need your comfort system in top condition. Right now, you can get a $119 furnace tune-up for only $89. And if your furnace is gasping its last breath, maybe it's time to consider a brand new unit from Lennox. Contact Royal Air, your Lennox home comfort provider, at 899-9999.
Welcome back to the Around the House Show. This is where we help you get the most out of your home through information and education. Today, we are talking to a bunch of different companies about brand new products out there that you probably haven't seen nor heard. So we're going to get back to the show there. If you want to find out more about us here on the radio show or podcast, head to aroundthehouseonline.com for more information there, including our phone numbers where you can get a hold of us with any of your home improvement questions. Now, let's get back to Better Grip Paint Roller. Let's figure this out on a better way to paint.
We took our time. We spent 4 or 5 months trying to find the correct combination just so that we know it could withstand anything thrown at it by your average painters. And we feel like we're there. And everybody who uses it absolutely loves it. Well, like you and I were talking about earlier, when we see people, we went out to a couple of little flea markets around Christmas time just to more or less show people. We know people aren't typically in the market for a paint roller in the winter down here in the South, but what we were trying to do was more or less just kind of get the word out there, show it to people. And I wish I could have filmed their natural responses, because I can assure everybody who looks at it, they're just like, oh my gosh, where was this at? I just painted my house the other day. I understand completely about that frame flexing. It's so frustrating. And so where there's a need, we feel like we've filled that. Again, for average painters, we really kind of thought of everything. And it's a great product. I've used it myself. I actually painted my mother-in-law's house with it. I used actually a 9-inch just about a month ago to paint her ceiling. And again, if I used a regular wireframe roller, I would have been so frustrated. In fact, to be honest with you, the way I came up with the idea is I was a teacher. I was actually a teacher for 25 years. I taught PE. I coached. When COVID hit, it shut things down. We had to move virtually. Well, as a PE teacher, I didn't have a whole lot of interaction with our students throughout the week. We would create a lesson plan at the beginning of the week. We'd send it out to them, and then they were on their own to take care of it. And it basically gave me extra time that my wife chose to give me Debbie Deuce. And one of them was to paint the pool deck in the backyard. So I went to the store, and it was probably this one right here. I bought this frame. I go and I get an extension pole, and I'm out there just rolling back and forth, the cover sliding off. There's a light trail on one side, heavy on the other side. I was getting frustrated. I eventually took it off of the extension pole, got on my hands and knees, and I finished the entire deck by hand like this. Well, when I was done, I'm thinking there's got to be a better way. So I ran to the store. I bought 2 3-inch wireframe rollers. I bent the frame. I got a closet rod, drilled holes. I even made the little hole on the top so I could screw in an extension pole. Next morning, wake up. I'm like a kid on Christmas morning. I jump up, I run to the room, I grab it, and I'm just like, wow, I'm rolling it up and down the wall. I call my wife over, Debbie, and I said, Debbie, come check this out. She walks over and she goes, oh, that's neat. I said, neat? I said, come here, try it. I put it in her hand, and I'm having her roll it up and down. She goes, you know what? This does feel better than a regular wireframe roller. And then that's when we kind of realized that we might be onto something. So we shared it with friends and family, and of course, they're telling me, man, this is cool. I'm not painting with one of these other ones ever again. But because we knew them, because they were related or they were close friends to us, I figured they just didn't want to hurt my feelings. But now we're starting to get feedback from people that we don't know. We're getting orders from around the United States. We actually had somebody who purchased one on our website back on December 7th. By January 12th, she turned around and ordered 2 more. Which tells me that she used it, she loved it, she bought them for her friends or whoever. So it's a product, once again, that eliminates a lot of the frustration. It eliminates a lot of the time, the fatigue. Again, we're not saying to hold it one way or another, but it gives you the versatility to figure out what works best for you, depending on the project you have. And you can't get that with the 1940 paint roller. So
you got it.
Yeah.
You got it. So I got to ask you, David, where's the best place for people to find them? Because I know people are going, our viewers out there are going, I got to get me one of these. How do we do that?
Absolutely. Easiest way, of course, is our website. It's a Better Grip Paint Roller. So www.bettergrippaintroller.com. And they can order one on there. We are offering a special. You sign up for our newsletter, which is basically letting you know when new products come in. We're not going to bombard you with emails, but you sign up for our newsletter, we'll provide free shipping. And we want to get this out there for you, because we know once you use it, you're going to go ahead and share that with other people. We're also in select Ace and True Value stores. So depending on where you're at, now we do have a page on our website where you can actually go on there and find a retailer. There's a locator page where you type in your zip code, and it's going to let you where you can pick one up today. Because like we told our retailers, like we've been telling our retailers, we understand that when people need a paint roller, they usually need to go into the store today, pick one up because they're painting this afternoon. They don't generally think ahead to where they're going to order one, even if they can get it in a couple of days. So we know the value that retailers provide. So we're trying to help them out by driving traffic to their stores. But if you go on our website, just type in your zip code, your city, it's going to give you all of these stores that are carrying this right now. And you can drive over there, pull one off the shelf, and get busy, and you'll love it.
Awesome, David. Thanks for coming on today, man. I appreciate your innovation. I love what you're doing. Excited to see what's next.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on today, brother.
Thank you, man. Have a good one.
All right. That is an amazing innovation. Now, coming up next here, this is a fun one. And, you know, one of the biggest problems you have with using a generator outside is that it's in the weather. It's getting rain, especially if you have a modern one with all the computer technology. You want to kind of keep the weather off of it, especially when you're in a power outage or during a storm. And you don't want to have to put it under a carport or something like that and get carbon monoxide back into your house. So we're going to go out here to our friends at GenTent and talk to them about a better way to keep your generator running good and safe.
Brian from GenTent, welcome to Around the House, my friend.
Awesome. Eric, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
And I love what you guys are doing out there because you have created such a great solution for people that are trying to not get their generator ruined or cause some other damage when they're just trying to keep power on during a storm.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how this product was brought to market originally. The inventor here, Mark, moved out from the West Coast over here to New England and experienced an ice storm that was, we were without power for a week, and very quickly realized he can't run his generator outside. Obviously can't run it close to the home because of the risk of carbon monoxide poisoning or fire risk also. And that's one of the areas that I think was pretty genius in how he brought the product forward is everything is rated for really extreme temperatures, extreme weather events, but also overall with safety in mind. So everything is checked in for not only the generator, like you said, but also to keep it out away from your home and keep your family safe.
Yeah, that is one of the big things. I know some people go, oh, I just slide it under my carport. That carport's usually connected to the house. And when it is, you're just given an open invitation for that stuff to sneak back in. And that can be a serious health hazard or worse.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's one of those kind of unknown risks that a lot of people face. It's that coin flip decision where carbon monoxide, you can't see it, you can't smell it. And they're more likely to take that sort of risk in running it close to their home as opposed to they know what electrocution looks like. They know what fire hazard looks like. So,
all right. When we come back, we've got much more with GenTent here, as well as so many more new products around the house. We'll be right back after these important messages. Don't go anywhere.
If Americans want to remain a free and sovereign nation, more people need to understand the principles and values that built America. At the John Birch Society, we have the organization, the plan, and the resources to do just that. Our founder, Robert Welch, said, "Education is our total strategy and truth our only weapon." Go to jbs.org to learn more, including how you can get involved to work locally and impact nationally. Join us at jbs.org.
Lisa Wolf here to tell you about our newest website for old-time radio lovers. It's 100radioshows.com. At this site, there are 5 old-time radio shows waiting for you to download free as our gift to you. And be sure to browse the additional 700 old-time radio shows available to you for 70% off by using the promo code RADIO at checkout. This is a limited-time offer, so log on to 100radioshows.com. That's 100radioshows.com.
Welcome to Preparedness Thoughts with John Stephenson. John understands the importance of being prepared. Through rain, rocks, and snow, he has seen it all and survived. He has seen major disasters like Mount St. Helens and how vehicles were stopped in the street from the volcanic ash. Earthquakes too, including the Loma Prieta earthquake, which felt like it wouldn't stop shaking. People were without electricity and could not hardly buy groceries or gasoline. The homeless lit bonfires in the streets. The Bay Bridge and other freeways were broken. God only knows what will be next.
Welcome to Preparedness Thoughts by John Stephenson. We invite Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit to guide us as we examine how our preparations can be used to preserve the life of ourselves, our family, and others. In this episode, we will look at the edge of reasonable or unreasonable thoughts as we quickly look at some of the few ideas that people are supposing in regards to threats or disasters. Maybe you will look at these ideas as just too unlikely to happen, or maybe you'll see that these ideas have some serious potential as serious problems. My hope is that you will give some thought to preparedness, and hopefully these unusual ideas will stimulate thought. Ideas, for instance, that a meteor could strike Earth. Oh, well, some people will say it won't happen, but it has happened several times before in ancient Earth history. Similarly, Planet X, also called Nibiru, could come by Earth and disrupt Earth's atmosphere and tectonic plates. Well, has this happened? Well, maybe according to legend it has, but a few people are now claiming they see this planet approaching. And this is reported as of April 2016. Well, other ideas. A massive volcanic eruption could occur. Maybe it would be like Yellowstone. Or maybe it would be like Krakatoa in Indonesia in 1883. That eruption of Krakatoa is said to have been heard halfway around the Earth. Another idea that have happened is massive crop failures caused by something like a plant rust or a fungus. This has happened to wheat, and this has happened to potatoes, and it happened in the mid-1800s with the Irish potato famine, and it caused the migration of peoples to America primarily. There's also the possibility of massive anarchy. It could happen in the United States. It started to happen in 2014 in Ferguson, Missouri. They had riots there. Also, there was the 1965 Watts Los Angeles riots. Also, even way before that, in 1932, the U.S. World War II military veterans rioted in Washington, D.C. Why? Because they did not get the benefits that they were promised from the U.S. government after participating in World War I. Well, there's other things. A massive invasion of the United States by some foreign military? Oh, that'll never happen. But it did happen when Great Britain occupied Washington, D.C. during the War of 1812. Hard to believe, but it did happen. Some people even suggest that there's going to be a new world order coming around and taking control of our country. As an example of this, we see some impossible events like the 9/11 event. Why did Building 7 completely collapse, just like the Twin Towers did? Well, they all collapsed in a free fall, even though Building 7 was not hit by any airplane or anything else. It's just one of those puzzling events. So why do these things happen? I don't know why, and I don't know if they'll happen again. But the point is that strange and unpredictable things do happen. Surprises do happen, and they can happen again and disrupt our day-to-day life. So with any uncertainties that we have, I think it's only reasonable that we get prepared. And then also remember to start preparing now so that we have a chance to get things before they're hard to find. And remember to give thanks to God for all the blessings that you do have in this day.
Your letters with questions or donations are important. John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. Email prepareforgod at usa.com. Thank you for listening to Preparedness Thoughts on KKXX.
Soul, my Savior, God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Welcome back to the Around the House show. This is where we help you get the most out of your home through information and education. Thanks for joining me today. We've been talking about all these different products
from all these different manufacturers, new stuff that could be really cool for your home that you might not have seen before. We were earlier talking with Better Grip Paintbrush Roller, and now we've been talking with Gen Tent, that tent for your generator to keep it so it can work in any weather condition. If you want to find out more about us, head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com or give us a call at 833-239-4144. That's toll free, 833-239-4144. I'm there to help. Now, let's get back to the program with Gen Tent.
Where carbon monoxide, you can't see it, you can't smell it, and they're more likely to take that sort of risk in running it close to their home as opposed to, they know what electrocution looks like. They know what fire hazard looks like. So if I run it in the garage with the door open, then that's a risk that isn't really understood all that well. But the latest guidelines, both from fire officials as well as Consumer Product Safety Commission, is to try to keep it 20 feet away from your home.
Which is smart. I've got a really sealed up garage that meets all the current fire code standards. If I use a spray can out in the garage in the wintertime with the garage door closed, I'm smelting in the house in under 10 minutes. So that tells you that is not some super sealed up location.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, with carbon monoxide, it spreads and it can spread pretty quickly. It's about the same weight as regular oxygen. So it's really hard to pin down. So outside of protecting the generator, one of the things we always encourage to customers is to ensure that you have updated carbon monoxide detectors and that you're checking those things as well.
Nice. So how does your Gen Tent work? How does this whole thing go together?
Yeah. So there's two different mounting methods. Essentially, we have the open frame model that connects directly to the portable generators that have the big open legs on it, uses a self-attaching clamping system, and we build out the frame from there. And then we also have a fully encased inverter model that uses a pressure-based system, fully grips around the inverter generators that are fully encased, and creates a system that we can build out from there, and creating a top-down, an umbrella watershed effect on top of it. It's important that it's sloped so that water and snow buildup can fall away. But these guys, like I said, are rated for up to an 18-inch snow load, 70-mile-an-hour forecast winds, 12-inch rain an hour. We sent one out to you to hopefully you can check things out. But one of the cool features, too, is once it's on there, it's very easy to take on and take off. One of my favorite features is really having a refuel door right there. So you can just pop it open and get easy access to refuel without risking any sort of water or damage to the electric panel as well.
Man, that is well thought out, because when you're days without power, refueling is a big part of your daily plan, because the last thing you want to do is run that thing out of gas and then have to go back and get it started back up again. And quite frankly, hope that you get it started back up again.
And again, that kind of hits on an important point of doing your generator maintenance. But one of the neat things with the Gen 10 solution is it enables all of the protective elements, but still keeps it open and available for any sort of maintenance needs.
That's great. And you guys had to do a lot of research and development then to make that go together, because these things still have to breathe air as well. It's not like you can just encase the thing. And most of these, if not all of them, are air-cooled machines. And so there's got to be some kind of airflow and mixed with protection.
Yeah, so that's a great point. There is a lot of intelligence in the engineering of the product. It is that top-down watershed effect, but we only cover the electric panel side and leave the other three sides open while it's running. So it maintains that cooling profile that's set forth by the generator manufacturers. Most of these generators are running hundreds of degrees hot. When the rain's coming and it's running, it's going to dissipate any sort of moisture on the engine or the exhaust. But you want to keep the intake open, the vents, any of the exhaust, obviously. But you want to keep that generator running at its optimal performance, not only for so the generator performs or maintains a level of safety, but also so it performs the highest output for your home and gives you the most amount of power.
Nice. And then these fit most generators, right? You guys have come up with a lot of different solutions for many of the models that are on the market today.
Yeah, great point. There are three different subsets of Gen Tent. Like I said, we have the inverter models. For fully encased inverter, we have the open frame models, but we also have an extra large kit. We have fit just over 3,000 different generators now. And with that, it's more of a secret sauce in the engineering mounting solutions that we can adapt to so many different frame types. We also manufactured for a couple of the generator manufacturers and Champion Power Equipment and Westinghouse, and we're going to get a couple more into the mix here.
And that is great. So if somebody wants to get one, how do they find you?
Yeah, so super easy, just Gen Tent, GENTENT.com. We also sell on Amazon, Home Depot, Lowe's, Power Equipment Direct, a variety of different online retailers and some local retailers as well. And then it's super easy. You give us a call too. We have full phone staff. You can call and pick up the phone and talk to somebody if you need any help with setup or technical questions or anything like that. We're an open book.
All right, man. Thanks for coming on today. I really appreciate it. This is a great solution for a big problem with people with generators.
I appreciate the time. Thanks for having me, Eric.
Now let's run out to my favorite new tape measure. And I'm not kidding. They sent me one of these things and it is so easy to use. Let's talk with Recon Tools. This is some neat new technology for your workshop. And Recon Tools is just another one of those companies that is changing the world of home improvement and construction. Christian, welcome to Around the House.
Appreciate it, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Man, you guys are taking over the internet with your new T1 digital tape measure. And that is a game changer for people out there taking on projects.
Absolutely, Eric. I think when you address something as fundamental as a tape measure, everyone has their preconceived notions about it. So to make something that is both functional to professionals who are using it every day and not a gimmick that belongs in Sharper Image or SkyMall, it's pretty remarkable what we come out with and certainly a fun tool to use on the job site.
It is amazing what you guys have done with this. And we've all had the tape measure in our hands, but you have fixed so many problems with new tech that looks seamless to me.
Yeah, I think that was part of the challenge and I think the uniqueness, and hopefully some of this comes out on the bottom with it, but the hardest part of making a digital tape measure is how do you make it accurate, that if you're flying through measurements, nothing is worse than wasting a $50 piece of ASIC or a very expensive piece of finish molding with it. So I think one of the big challenges on this was A, how to make it accurate, and B, how do you make sure it's durable enough so that if I drop it on the job site, I'm not concerned that it breaks with it. So certainly led to quite the engineering challenge and very happy with where we came out at the end of the day with the T1 here.
It's interesting because I've always used a laser digital tape measure for bigger projects. I've used my regular tape measure, but you guys really figured out a solution from what I can see to really be able to use that as both and be able to get that accuracy, because either one that I'm using, when I'm using it, I'm like, I don't really know that I got the measurement exactly correct.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the very philosophical form of the digital tape measure is not including the markings on it because it's already digitally displaying it. But I think we put the markings on it, A, because sometimes it still is quicker for going to a particular measurement to use my eyes in the digital display. But B, it really gives you the confidence that if I see a measurement on the screen, I'm like, is this actually 19 inches? All I need to do is look down at the bottom and see that I'm exactly at the 19-inch mark with it. So certainly building up that trust is a big component of leveraging a digital tape measure before you could reap all the benefits of having the measurements digitally displayed on the side-mounted e-paper display, as well as shared over Bluetooth to anyone else on the job site, which is more of the hidden application of a digital tape measure, is that I'm up on a roof taking measurements. I have my guy in the console on the other side of the job sites, and he's following along versus me having to shout them all one at a time and generally messing up at least one of them in the process of completing a set of cuts.
Let's talk about that, because that is one of the biggest things I think about this that it's almost missed by people that just see it real quick, is how that can change how you take those measurements down. Because myself as a kitchen designer, I would go around, take measurements, and I'd get measurements and I'd be writing them down and I'd be sketching them out on a piece of paper. Then I'd get back to the office and go, what was that dimension again? Just because I didn't have a good record of it, or I just wasn't writing it down correctly. This way is a foolproof method for taking on that project.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a big value of a digital tape measure, that a lot of people get worked up of just displaying the measurement is a very small portion of the overall tape measure, which again may benefit someone who's not as familiar with the markings. And of course, English with 30 seconds or 64ths of an inch doesn't make the process easy with it. But the real value add, at least from our perspective and the customers who use it, is having the measurements all saved. So the side of the T1 has an e-paper display on it where any measurement I see on the top screen, I hit the save button and it's automatically populated onto the e-paper display. So
don't go anywhere. Around the House, we'll be right back.
Hey, America. How tired are you of mainstream corporate media's biased narratives and manipulated news? Their dishonesty and attempts to influence this generation have been exposed, put on display for anyone who's even half paying attention. But the New American Magazine has been an honest source of news and commentary for over 50 years. This is your opportunity to receive the stalwart of principled journalism at a deep discount. Picture a beautifully published magazine arriving at your doorstep twice a month, packed with insightful stories written with integrity. It's also available digitally on the New American's mobile app. Get up to speed with intelligent coverage from a freedom perspective. Right now, for a limited time, the New American is available to radio listeners at a 25% discount on a new subscription. Visit thenewamerican.com/radio25 and receive 25% off. Subscribe today at thenewamerican.com/radio25.
Stop for a moment. Take a deep breath and mentally come with me. See that manger? Look inside. What do you see? Nestled in the hay is a tiny newborn baby wrapped tightly. He's no ordinary baby, the very Son of God in human form. Who but God would come up with a plan to have a relationship with us that would begin with a baby? This means Jesus was willing at that special moment of divine conception to be reduced to one cell, the one of whom John wrote, "All things were made by him," the designer of DNA, the architect of the universe. Yet all that indescribable creative power and genius became one cell in the body of Mary. Jesus said of his Father, "A body you prepared for me." Because Jesus became one of us, he experienced what life is like here on earth. He understands our limitations and our frailties, our grief and our loneliness. Psalm 103 says, "For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust." Because his crib was a manger, none can say they are too poor to approach him. Ordinary people can visit mangers, shepherds and shopkeepers, farmers and street sweepers. We can all come with our worship and our requests. No wonder the angel said, "I bring you good news of great joy." But there's more to the angel's message. He goes on to say, "A Savior has been born to you." Because Jesus came, we can bring our sins to him and find forgiveness and freedom from guilt. For this little baby who lay in a manger, one day was crucified on a cross to pay the price for all the wrongs we have ever done. He's waiting for you to come to him today.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.
Around the House Show. This is where we help you get the most out of your home through information and education. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining us today. If you're just tuning in, this is where we talk about home improvement every single weekend. So thanks for joining us. We've been talking about some of my new favorite small tool companies out there. Companies, well, could be not only tools, could be anything around the house. And so we've been featuring a bunch of different companies today. This is not paid programming right here. This is stuff that I found out there that I really enjoy. And these are some just fun products out there that I think could be great around your house. Now, if you want to find out more about us, head over to Around the House online or give us a call at 833-239-4144. That number again is 833-239-4144. And if you want to find out any of these products, when you're over at the Around the House online, just go to the ETH podcast. If you look at that on your podcast player, if you're listening on the radio, it will have all the different companies and their websites in that. So you'll be able to find it right there. So now let's head over to aroundthehouseonline.com for more information. Now let's get back to talking tools.
E-paper is a technology really popularized by Amazon Kindle and has super high contrast. It needs no power to stay on. So if I pop out the battery and take it out with it, the e-paper display still retains all the measurements. So a really cool feature of this technology, not used a ton in consumer electronics. And the second one is sending them all to your phone. So the phone has all these secondary abilities to taking a photo, dumping measurements, annotating over a photo, a PDF markup, organizing them by group. So you have a lot of scaling capability depending on your workflow. Construction is very diverse. People have different needs with it. So rather than force people to use a clunky process, if it doesn't work for them, we try to make a very flexible ecosystem. And then professionals choose how they want to use it to adapt to their workflow and make sure that's actually delivering that value out of error reduction or speed increases.
The other thing I love, too, is that side green laser on this when you're measuring, because so many times when you're measuring a little bit back away from something and maybe you're measuring up to a post or a window, but you've got some kind of obstacle you're working around. And that side laser doesn't have me trying to do the guess, right? Of like, I think that's about it. And darn, you're only within a quarter of an inch versus something much more accurate.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the lasers are really cool because with the digital tape measure, I'm always either measuring from the front or the back reference surface. The laser, as you said, gives you a lot of ease of access to adjacent surfaces with it. Sometimes I'm hooking on something, but it's not on the same plane that I'm trying to go onto with it. And there are extreme cases of using like a plumb bob to try to drop the level from one plane with it, where the laser, because it maintains its form at distances up to 20, 30 feet with it, is great for pulling on adjacent surfaces and is super high visibility with it. So that was an added bonus. Once we started out with the concept of a tape measure, we realized that really being able to extend this physical surface here where it was measuring from with the laser was a huge value add, and finding all sorts of creative applications of how people are using it and the cool surfaces and things people are picking up that otherwise would be a very clunky process with a traditional tape measure.
And that is great. And Christian, you guys are not just tape measure people. You build a lot of other stuff for the shop as well.
Yeah, absolutely, Eric. So I think our philosophy on building products is really creating an ecosystem of digital tools that now you have all this measurements digitally. We have printers to print out labels for materials issues on the job sites, as well as the M1 caliber, which is actually our first product, and very straightforward how the M1 works with it. That normally if I'm using a miter saw, a cut saw, a wide variety of items here with it, I'd have to stop each time to make a cut with it. So I'd make my cut, I'd stop, I'd throw my tape measure, draw my second line with my square or whatever with it. With the M1, it's a much more streamlined process where all I do is touch off on the edge of the saw blade, I'll zero it out and it'll account for the blade curve because that's what's going to get blown out of sawdust. And very simple to go to my measurement. I just slide the material to my location, make the cut. And now for my second cut, rather than having to stop to use my tape measure, I zero out the M1, slide it, and I continue on with it. So you see the M1 really great when you're making repeat cuts. Maybe you don't have the space for a hard stop system, and just really speed things up from having to pause each time to make a tape measure, and it automatically accounts for the blade curve with it. So really great for continual cutting on a single piece of material, and is very, very straightforward and compact too, right? It clamps onto any miter saw bend, so it's a really convenient way. We find a lot of professionals who are making a lot of these repeat cuts, whether on miter saws, we see people use them on seamless gutter machines. Anytime I'm measuring things in a straight line with it, the M1 works exactly as expected. It has a wheel on it. The wheel converts the rotary measurements to linear measurements, and you have them displayed on a large backlit display with it. So we found a lot of really great use cases for that, and really set the precedent for what do digital tools mean on the entire job site versus just one section of it.
And that is impressive, because I don't know about you, but building a deck, there's so many times you're measure, mark, set the pencil and the tape measure down, cut. And you're taking so much time just picking a tape measure up, doing that, set it down, put it down. And then where'd I put it? Oh, it's behind me now. If you're not consistent on how you do that, it gets to be a slow process. This takes all that, well, and potential error out as well.
Yeah, I think the point you highlighted, I think, is a big one of just leaving your tape measure. That a lot of times your saw is in a much different location than your tape measure, and the number of times you walk over the saw with the three measurements barely remembered in your head, and you're scrambling around for your tape measure and realize you left it on top of the ladder or under the deck, wherever with it. So I think that's a huge use case of that. This is always anchored to the saw, so you never need to worry about where your tape measure is. It's always connected to the saw with it, and just reducing the general pain points of construction are those little details that add up to big problems when you cut something 48 and a half inches when it's really 49 and a half inches. I think these problems really address those little pain points that cause a cost overruns or the frustration at the end of a long day that you cut a piece too short or too long and have to go back and redo it again or potentially use a new piece of material for it.
No question. So the big question, how do people find this stuff if they need to add this to their tools?
Yeah, absolutely. So the T1 Tomahawk, we just started selling on our website, recon.tools. And the M1 has been around for about a year and a half now. You can find it at Home Depot, Lowe's, Acme Tools, and across the internet. I think Recon has a very big social presence. So any search on any platform with Recon will very quickly direct you to application videos to see how our products are used, as well as certainly where to purchase and try them out. These are new products. All of our storefronts come with 30-day guarantees with it. So we certainly encourage customers, if you're on the edge, try it, beat it up. If it meets your expectations, great. If not, send it back and be more than happy to accept it with it, just to really promote this new concept of digital construction and error reduction on the job site.
Christian Reed, thanks for coming on today. This is some amazing stuff.
Cool. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate you having me.
Now let's go talk to Brian from Weehaw Tools about tools you should have known about. If you don't know this brand, now you do.
Today, we're talking about a brand new kit that is coming out to the market. It's available for pre-order now. It's going to start shipping next month. It's a 194-piece, kind of all-inclusive, premium Weehaw tool kit. So we can go over that with you today.
Where did you guys come from?
Sure. So Weha Tools is a family-owned German company. So you have German right there, that tells you super high quality. In terms of where it's available, you kind of touched on that. Fastenal, Granger, MSC, Acme Tools, Northern Tools here in Minnesota. Our website, wehatools.com, Amazon. So we're out there.
Absolutely. It is definitely a well-made tool. And as you and I were talking before, I've seen your stuff many places around in manufacturing. So that says something right there that if people can be using it every day, you might want to think about looking at these.
Yeah, thanks for that. Yes.
So this toolkit I thought was absolutely brilliant because especially for me, when I've had to travel with tools and stuff, boy, I tell you what, having a kit like that is pretty amazing.
Yeah. So what the concept for this kit was, and we'll go over it with you here. We're big in aviation and motorsport. So aviation guys, you know, they love the very focused self-contained kits and travel ready cases. And that was kind of the inspiration. Also what we have is we have this kit here, which we're very, very successful with. This is a similar design, but this is all of our high voltage insulated tools. So this was kind of the original concept of taking a kit like this and kind of just repurposing it for the non-insulated user, the on-the-go user, somebody that would at any chance need a little bit of everything.
You know, and that's what I love is that there is a little bit of everything in here. I was looking through it and man, you have that thing jam-packed full of usefulness because you can tackle a lot of different projects with what's in this fairly compact kit.
Yeah, so we'll kind of go over it with you a little bit here. So on the bottom, and this one has to be on the bottom because it has the cutouts for the wheels. There are, you know, high quality wheels on this. 3/8 socket set, deep and normal. Three ratchet extensions, ratchet, and SAE and metric on both of those. And then you got the wrench set as well. So that's going to be your basic mechanic type work. So then you go to second level here. This is kind of what we're known for. We have pliers and screwdrivers. This is bread and butter here. So we've got all of our greatest hits, essentially. We've got our new adjustable wrench. And then we also have this. I'm sure you've seen this one around. This is our auto-adjusting pliers. So slides to whatever size you need. Slide it up. So we've got through that in there for everybody. We got our one-handed adjustable.
I hate to cut you off, but we ran out of time. If you want to hear the rest of this, you can listen to the podcast interview over at AroundTheHouseOnline.com or your favorite podcast player. Thanks for tuning into Around the House. We'll see you in the next episode.
Considered by most, optimized curcumin is one of the few bioavailable and highly absorbable curcumin products on the market. Hi, I'm Dr. Mitch. Since most chronic diseases have inflammation, our optimized curcumin seems to be a perfect addition to any nutritional program. It makes sense to me that preventing or reducing inflammation is a key component to our overall health. The Mayo Clinic found that curcumin can decrease swelling and inflammation, has antioxidant properties, and research suggests that curcumin can prevent cancer, or at least slow the spread of cancer, and in many instances, make chemotherapy more effective. It protects our healthy cells even from radiation. TotalWellness.com, where we help you to look good, feel good, and enjoy total wellness.
Tune in weekdays at 7 for